be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her and is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care. Because she goes about seeking those worthy of her, and she graciously appears to them in their paths and meets them in every thought. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Teaching and a longing to be taught.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even though through Jesus God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God, grant us that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure. Today's gospel gives a parable showing that the reign of God is like a first century Mediterranean wedding. At this time, families practiced patrilocal marriage, where the bride moved into the groom's home. Marriages were arranged by their parents for economic and political purposes. The most ideal marriage was among first cousins, and most of the people back then married their first cousins, and as a result were in very tight-knit communities. Final say for the arrangement was given by the groom's father, but I like this, only after consultation with a contract form between both mothers. The high point of the ceremony was when the groom, accompanied by his relatives, went to bring the bride from her house to his home. And in our translation, it says bridesmaids. I've read a number of translations. Some say virgin, some say women, some say bridesmaids, some say teenagers. But the best I can make out, these are the relatives who wanted to attend. Okay. The rest of the ceremony, once the groom and these attendants went to get the bride, was to take the bride to the groom's house, where they had the ceremony and a celebration and a big banquet, all at the groom's house. Jesus tells us that 10 of the groom's relatives, probably sisters and cousins, went to meet him that they might accompany him as he brings his bride home to the wedding banquet. As the groom, for some unknown reason, was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. And this particular gospel goes with our epistle, where people in that time, in Paul's time, were worried that the parousia hadn't come yet, that Jesus hadn't returned yet to the earth. But this is the groom whom we think represents Jesus, was delayed, yet all of the attendants became drowsy and just slept. Now, half of the attendants were prepared and brought flasks of oil with their lamps. The others brought their lamps, but no extra oil. Those without oil asked for some from those who did have some. But the haves said, "No, there will not be enough for all of us. Go and buy some for yourselves." Then at midnight, the darkest hour, the groom arrived, and the wise attendants lit their lamps and accompanied the groom to his home. But the foolish attendants arrived late, when the door was already shut. They begged to be allowed in, but the Lord replied, "I do not know you." All were invited to join the bridegroom at the banquet, but they had to be wise enough to prepare. The foolish who made no preparations were kept out. They were kept out in much the same way that the guest who refused to wear a wedding garment to the marriage of the king was kept out because they snubbed the king. As I ponder today's parable, I kept coming back to the task of setting priorities. Apparently, the wise attendants knew from experience that it's best to set priorities and be prepared ahead of time. This takes time, and it takes thought. The foolish, on the other hand, did not take their invitation to be attendants, which is a real honor, seriously enough. They didn't think things through. Instead, they grabbed their lamps or flashlights without really checking the power source. One interpretation of this parable was that Jesus, the groom, is the power source that fuels our lamps or spiritual batteries so that we can see him more clearly and love him more dearly. The wise folk chose to walk with him more nearly, side by side, and to get to know him better. But since the path to the banquet hall of the groom is fraught with distractions and demons of the darkness, some foolish others may arrive at the door to the banquet hall late, and they call, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you." Now, what is that telling us? It's telling us that all of us who know Jesus, who walk with Jesus, will be recognized so that when Jesus sees us, he will be seeing a reflection of himself. That's why we are tried to become pure as he is pure. I close with this prayer on page 832 in our prayer book. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to thee, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly thine, utterly dedicated unto thee. And then use us, we pray, as thou wilt, and always to thy glory and the welfare of thy people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 9 in our booklet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory to the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, give us all the reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret, Jean,
Steve, Nicole, Courtney and J.R.,
Blair,
John and Jill,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Jaden,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry and Sally,
June,
Michael,
Joe,
Laura,
Baker,
Shay,
Ed and Pat,
Doug,
Ed,
Alberta,
Tom,
Angela,
Tony,
Jane,
Charles,
Tony,
Zach,
Cliff,
Betsy,
Michael,
Clara,
Georgina,
Nancy,
Judy,
Joyce,
Bernard,
Russ,
Jerry,
Sarah,
Bill, Polly, Martha, Eddie, Judy, Shannon.
Are there other intercessions to be offered? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Denise Whalen, Dee Taylor, Pam Sargent Coots, Pat Park, and Kelly Simon. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in the eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
Peace. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice, and an offering to God. To the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Gifts of God for the people of God.
Body of Christ.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Go forth in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.